T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
Get the Hillman Morning Show on demand. Podcasts and more are always online and on your schedule at WAAF.com.
Back, bro. Run back, bro.
This is the Hillman Morning Show.
Oh? You hung up on me? Really, dude? Oh, my God.
Wow. Good job. Didn't have to say a word.
With your host.
I'm not taking the blame for it.
The Earmuff Master.
Let me turn the freaking iPod on.
Greg Hill.
Don't get your panties all in a bunch.
We're making Krabby Snacks and homemade.
Yeah, come on, Dad. Nice. Come on, she's making Krabby Snacks and homemades.
Where's me sausage meaty?
The possibly lucid Lyndon Byers on sports.
Working 4 hours a day, 1 minute sport.
I have been crushing Bud Lights since I was 4.
Walking around naked.
We have all seen you naked here in the studio.
Enough said.
We apologize about that.
Danielle Murr, a.k.a.
Taser Tongue.
With news.
She's not husky, she's amazing.
I'm great at fingering the bed.
This is crazy. This is crazy.
Janice Rossi in 2 hours, a whore.
And Chief Nerd Officer,
ew,
Mike Shue. It's a cosmic field trip.
Yoda sounds like do or do not, there is no try.
I'm going to take my shirt off.
It's the Hillman Morning Show.
It appears to be really insulting, and I have a problem with that.
They will continue defrauding the public with ridiculous bullshit.
Worst case scenario.
Thanks for listening.
Yo soy fiesta.
Good morning.
Go Bruins.
Yeah, go Bruins, huh? Amazing game last night.
Unbelievable. Which it was definitely a really, really good game.
Yeah, a couple of members of the show may have been at and are not here. Maybe they're still celebrating with the team. I don't know.
It's entirely possible.
Well, one of them isn't. Come on. One of them did not stay till the end of the game. I'm guessing.
I don't know.
Really? It was a great
one. Greg was doing a lot of Instagram living last night. I'm not sure if you spotted any of those, but there was absolute soda closets to be had.
Oh boy!
So,
yeah. So Greg missing in action at 6:03 here on the Hillman Morning Show. LB. Yeah.
Just let him sleep.
But Danielle is here.
Let him sleep.
That is for sure. Danielle's here, and I am here. Mike Shue, thank you very much for tuning in. And, if you see Greg or LB, tell them to get up and go to work if they're sleeping in their car or somewhere on the street.
Coming up at 8:15, we're going to talk about sustainable hydroponic gardening methods, especially with Hydroton clay pebbles. Should be riveting. Can't really wait for that to happen. At 8:35, we're going to talk about training your cat to go to the bathroom in the toilet.
And then we'll talk about disc golf instead of the Bruins all morning.
Okay.
I'm just kidding. This I can't see the phone screener from here, so I think this might be Greg. I'm not sure. Hello?
You two sound great together.
Oh, thank you.
Thanks.
Thank you very much.
You guys should do an adult contemporary morning show together.
Yeah?
Oh, I would like that.
We were going to do a talk show together about, spaying, neutering your pets.
Mm-hmm.
You could call it Cat Lady and the Nerd.
Yeah,
ooh,
there
I
you
like
go.
It.
We'll talk about spay and neutering your pets in comic book form, which is going to be a billion-dollar industry.
I am literally in going by the yacht club right down the way in Watertown. Uh-huh. So I will be there. Danielle, please.
You will be there at 6:09 this morning. Goodbye.
You've missed weeks of work because you tried to exercise and got rhabdo.
Yeah,
layoff.
Like 5 years ago, guy.
Layoff.
Is this your first Bruins playoff game, first rodeo?
No, but I had to, unfortunately, after the game, I had to go have a long conversation with Bubs, which I didn't want to have, about how he, why he's not my bestie anymore.
That's awkward.
I was, right, exactly. I mean, the kid, he's an NFL player. You'd think he'd have more confidence. Meanwhile, he's talking to me for 20 minutes about what happened to our friendship. I mean, God.
A lot of crying, a lot of hugging.
Yeah, well, I'm a 52-year-old man. I don't need some 32-year-old trying to ask me what happened, why we're not best friends anymore. Relax, dude.
Oh,
but anyway, I am literally going to. I will probably walk into the studio before the end of this break.
Okay. Wagers, anyone?
Don't hurt yourself.
Wagers. Yeah.
I will say that I did see a Canadian at the game last night. But it was Bieber, not Byers. So I'm only late because I stayed for the whole entire game. I don't think LB was there, and so that does not indicate his whereabouts this morning.
Okay.
Did you even watch the game while you were there? Yeah, sure. You're current. Okay. All yeah. Right. Sure. All okay. Right. Pasta.
Hold on, I just pulled into the parking lot. I'm going to leave it in front with the hazards on. I'll be right in.
Okay, bye.
Okay, great, bye.
I mean, like everyone else that works in this building.
I'm surprised you didn't make him do the okay. Show me.
Beep
like
the horn.
You usually do. Yeah. Like get out the phone. Do FaceTime. Show me where you are.
No, see, I can't do that while people are driving because the whole this videotaping while driving thing drives me bananas. And it's still, every friggin' day, somebody's like, hey guys, I'm just going to do a couple of errands right now, but I just wanted to hop on real quick and tell you guys, I'm wicked sorry, like, no one, the whole world has not asked where you are, and the person feels the need to be like, so, I know a lot of you have been wondering where I am, and I just want to let you know that, like, I've been really busy, and I'm sorry that I haven't been on here to talk to you guys, but I figured since I'm driving, I might as well take this time to irresponsibly videotape myself and update you on my life that you haven't asked for.
Hi.
Good morning.
Oh,
hello.
Nice of you to join us.
Let me set my microphone up properly.
Thanks for coming in.
first important question about last night.
Yes.
Because you gave me a time about it on your IG Live. As predicted this morning, it looks like you've gone back to your old favorite.
Well, I did go back to pouches, Skoll Extra Mint pouches during the game.
Yeah.
And then I would have stopped this morning to get the coffee nicotine pouches, but I didn't have time.
Yeah, okay. Mm-hmm.
So
you didn't have time to save your own life? Is that what you're saying?
Seriously.
I did not.
For your family, for your kids?
For your face?
I did not have time.
Didn't have time to save my lip, folks. Sorry.
I will do my best to start quitting dip again tomorrow for the 1,057th time. I've tried to quit 50 billion times.
Oh, no, you got to stop and start.
What a game last night. I can't wait till LB tells us about it during the sports.
Who?
What?
Who?
Sorry.
You know that guy, LB? You know
Yeah. Sports director.
Right. He is the sports director. Well, anyway, Bruins advance. They were unbelievable last night. We'll get to that during the sports. You may have to do the sports if LB doesn't show this
morning.
It's entirely likely that he won't. And did you mention Larry the lawyer?
Not yet. All right. We hadn't got. We figured if you were going to be here on time, we'd leave the teases for you.
Yeah, I'd want to.
I know you love them.
Yeah, you know I'd want to do the teases. So yeah. Larry the lawyer will join us at 8:35 on today's show. In the meantime, you can leave a Hillmail voicemail message right now on any topic. The Hillmail voicemail number is 617-779-5463. Leave a message now on your Boston Bruins or on any other topic, and we will play your Hillmail voicemail messages back coming up at 8.
I'm Sandra, and I'm just the professional your small business was looking for. But you didn't hire me because you didn't use LinkedIn Jobs. LinkedIn has professionals you can't find anywhere else, including those who aren't actively looking for a new job, but might be open to the perfect role, like me.
In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't visit other leading job sites. So if you're not looking on LinkedIn, you'll miss out on great candidates, like Sandra. Start hiring professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/recommend today.
Ladies and gentlemen, our sports director is here. Hello, Lyndon.
Oh, we start at 6.
Yes, we start. Yes, well,
damn it.
Some people in the studio start at 6. The rest of us can start anytime we want.
Now my traffic clock has to change.
What do you mean your traffic clock?
Well, I used to leave at the same time every day, and now the Mass Pike is a freaking parking lot. It's a nightmare.
What time do you leave?
Well, I don't know. I get up at 4:15. I go to the garage. I watch Nesson.
White's in.
And then you know I usually leave at like 10 to 5. That's got to change.
Yeah, I mean,
obviously.
I mean, if it's taking you an hour and a half to get here, certainly.
Well, I live in Halston, so yeah. I got, you know, it's you know it. You do that. You do the you deal with the one, you know, lane road.
Oh yeah, absolutely.
You know, I mean, coming out of Stowe there.
Yeah,
you know, and you get a couple of
coming out of Stowe there. You know,
you get a couple of douche nozzles doing 22 miles an hour. I got this. I got this.
Oh, you got it.
Yeah. Just be patient. You know, not for nothing. It was a tough night. Not so lucid, Lindy.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Well, maybe. I mean, do you want it? You could. You
I mean,
could
go Bruins, okay?
You could take a nap or something if you wanted.
Yeah.
I mean,
come back at like 6:58.
Come back.
We'll have Stan wake you up.
All right. It is 6:20, and
I'm here.
Today's weather.
Yes, you are.
Today's weather brought to you by the Massachusetts Health Connector, mahealthconnector.org. And it is going to be a partly sunny day. Looks like the sun won't be out until this afternoon. The temperature, however, is going to get to 63 for a high today. And right now it is 50 here in beautiful, safe Brighton, Massachusetts. And it's safer because LB is here in the studio off the roadways right now.
Right lane. The key is stay in the right lane doing 55.
At 8, we're going to play your Hillmail voicemail messages back, so you can leave one of those right now on any topic. Hillmail voicemail number is 617-779-5463. All you have to do is leave your voicemail message, and then we will all laugh at your voicemail message together at 8. And at 8:35 this morning, Larry the lawyer will be here for Ask an Attorney. That is our semi-monthly segment in which you can obtain free legal advice. So Larry Army Jr., Larry the lawyer, will be in the studio answering all of your legal questions at 8:35. On tomorrow's show, Stowe 5-0 at 7:30, quick look at some of the terrifying crimes that were either walked in or called in to my hometown police department, the Stowe PD. And at 7:50 on tomorrow's show, we are going to go inside the warped female brain. And that means that if you're a man and you find the way the mind of a woman in your life works to be confusing, you can ask Danielle to explain that for you. This is Gus. Good morning, Gus.
First of all, Greg, welcome to your show.
Thank you. Thank you.
Thanks for joining us.
Thank you.
Last night's game was phenomenal.
Yes.
However, your live broadcast was even better. watching everyone make fun of Jeff, the Philly cheapskate.
Yes. Not a Philly cheesesteak, but a Philly cheapskate. And, yes.
When you asked him about what he likes to do on his first date,
yes.
I was the one who made the comment, split the check.
That was great. That was fantastic. And by the way, that happened quite by accident. I was Instagram live at the Bruins game last night, probably violating some kind of NHL broadcast rule.
Yeah.
And caught one of the bros leaving a tip.
Cheap bro.
Yeah, and the bill was $67, and he was in the process of leaving a $10 tip. I mean, who doesn't at least 20% it? That's an automatic 12 yeah. bucks, and you probably go 15.
Yeah.
So, anyway, I enjoyed that last night. A lot of fun on the Instagram Live, and what a game. We'll have more during the sports. The highlights, of course, coming up with LB at 7 on this morning's show. Now, you told me there was something you had to ask me about before we got to the news this morning.
Yeah, I know you were a little worried about Britney Spears' health, right?
Yes, I was very worried about Britney, who had been either checked into a mental institution without her permission or had done it herself. Mm-hmm. Do you have an update for me this morning?
We do have an update. Okay. She posted a video yesterday letting everybody know that she's okay.
Okay.
And this, you know, her so
have you seen the picture of her when she was allowed out this weekend?
I have.
She was allowed out this weekend to go on some kind of an excursion.
Yeah.
Probably down to the Walmart or the dollar store or something.
Mm-hmm.
And she did not look good.
No,
her hair was askew. And,
yeah, she was a little disheveled.
She didn't look
such
good.
Such a sad story.
Yeah, it really is. Yeah. So her dad and her attorney were in control. They have had a conservatorship in place to control her finances after her meltdown in 08. And then her attorney resigned, leaving her dad as sole conservator. Her dad, Jamie, has been in very poor health. So she had checked in, reportedly, to this mental health institution for some wellness assistance because she couldn't deal with her father's declining health. And then everybody was speculating, is she being held against her will? Are they trying to control her, et cetera, et cetera?
Right.
So she put up this video to explain what's been going on.
Hi, guys. Just checking in with all of you who are concerned about me. All is well. My family has been going through a lot of stress and anxiety lately, so I just needed time to deal. But don't worry, I'll be back very soon.
They probably had to do 47 takes because the first 46 of them, she was like, there's a grasshopper on the ceiling.
Help me, I'm being held prisoner.
Well, she sounds like she's okay. You know what? If you have a ton of money and you want to take some time off, you go to one of those institutions or you go to a rehab place and then they treat you like you're the Queen of England, you know? I mean, you just lounge around all day and you watch television. They bring you the whatever kind of food you want. And, I mean, you know.
Can't you do that at, like, say, a resort?
Well, you could.
On an island somewhere?
But then people can get to you. If you do it, if you're Britney Spears and you do it at the mental institution.
Okay.
You just have to deal with the mental patients and they don't know who you are anyway.
Okay. Fair enough.
They have no idea who you are. All right. Well, Brittany is okay. That's good news.
Yes.
Jonathan is on the phone. What's up, Jonathan?
Good morning, morning crew. How are we
hey,
doing?
Hey, Jonathan.
Well, Jonathan, we're doing good, but there's bad news for you.
What is that?
You are becoming, in the minds of the listeners, you're becoming like Scott from Weymouth. They don't like you.
No.
Yes.
Why is that? Because I give them facts?
Well, I don't know what it is. A lot of times when you're on the show, people text in and they say, get this moron off, and he's just like Scott from Weymouth. He's almost as annoying as Derek the Steelers fan. You know how it goes. But what do you...
I guess they don't like the nuanced way I attack most topics, because I'm just not on the left or the right. I try to find that center that exists with every story.
That's probably what it is. They probably hate you because they ain't you, maybe.
Exactly. But I'm just commenting because I didn't get a chance to comment on that Bernie story yesterday.
Yeah,
and I did a little Googling because I was interested in it because I'm just like, wow, how would he want this terrorist dude to vote? Right?
Yeah.
So I look into it. And fun fact, in Vermont and in Maine, prisoners already vote. That's the state he represents. That's probably why he feels that way. And also, I feel like CNN might have just, like, tried to get him with a nice, like, just buzz, not buzz line, but, like,
a gotcha question.
But I feel like he's standing on principles. But if you really boil it down, the vast majority of people in prison are there for nonviolent drug offenses. Now, I don't agree with letting a terrorist vote. You're a terrorist. You went against the country. You forgo all rights. You went against us.
Right.
That's different. But when you go to other people in prison, I don't know. Maybe it's a conversation we should have. You know what I mean? Especially when states already do it. What's up?
How do you feel about someone who has been convicted of treason being given the right to vote while they're in prison?
I feel like that would fall under the same thing. If you're a terrorist, you're committing treason. Yeah, for sure.
So you are someone who wants to parse your opinion by selecting certain crimes and saying that there are certain crimes.
Not just that one. That's the only one that I wouldn't give the person the right to. Honestly, yeah. Just because you're going against the country, you're not a citizen basically anymore.
Yeah,
you're going against the country, right?
Unfortunately, many are saying that Bernie Sanders may have had his Michael Dukakis moment when it comes to this question. And you may remember that Michael Dukakis, when running for president, he was the governor of the Commonwealth. He was running for president, and he was asked about the death penalty and whether or not he would be in favor of the death penalty for an individual who had raped his wife. And he had to answer that no, he wouldn't be. And that basically cost him the election. And
there wasn't the tank?
Well, that also didn't help when he was when he looked like an idiot wearing a helmet. I mean, nobody looks good wearing, other than a hockey player or Bubs Edelman, nobody looks good wearing a helmet. Like, if you're a cyclist, I know I'm not supposed to use that word. It's not politically correct, but
it's a person on a bicycle, Greg.
If you're a cyclist and you think you look good wearing a bicycle helmet, you do not. And please, when you get to work, take your helmet off. If you're biking to work, take your helmet and your spandex bike shorts off before you get into the office. There are people that are trying to be professional.
Yeah.
So anyway, we'll see what happens with Bernie Sanders and that moment as we get closer to the election. And it is 6:30 and time for the news. And the news this first hour is brought to you by
DEA Take Back Day. Your unused prescription drugs could end up misused or stolen. Keep them safe, clean them out, take them back at DEA's National Prescription Drug Take Back Day, Saturday, April 27th. Find a collection site at DEATakeBack.com. Brought to you also by South Shore Shamrock Fest in Marshfield, featuring the Dropkick Murphys and Murphy's Professional Boxing at the Marshfield Fairgrounds, Saturday, September 7th. Gates open at noon. For the full lineup and tickets, go to SouthShoreShamrockFest.com. That's SouthShoreShamrockFest.com.
A texter says, I was not listening when you talked about this. What the F is the problem with the term cyclist? Can you remind me what the issue was?
The issue was that cyclist kind of inhumanizes or dehumanizes people who ride bicycles to drivers. So when drivers look at cyclists,
right,
they see them as like a target worth points,
right,
on the road,
right,
and not an actual human on a bicycle. So
right,
they, the social justice warriors, want us to use person on a bicycle instead of cyclist.
Got it.
Okay.
I'm gonna add that to my extensive list of things that I can't say for fear of triggering someone.
Mm-hmm.
Yes. All right. What do you want to talk about, Danielle?
Well, yesterday a Florida judge sealed the surveillance tape in the Kraft case temporarily, but for now. Palm Beach County Judge Leonard Hanser temporarily sealed the video based on Robert Kraft's fair trial rights. He said that it can be released once a jury is sworn, the case is resolved via plea agreement, or the prosecutors decide they no longer want to pursue charges.
I feel like there are certain words when discussing this case that should not be used, and sealed, for whatever reason, seems to be one of them. Just like, for instance, Just like if you were to say that this case has become sticky for Mr. Kraft.
Like I don't think that those. But that's good news.
Yeah,
good news for him.
Mm-hmm.
Not good news if you're somebody who thinks that he should be punished to the full extent of the law.
Right.
As we would say here in Massachusetts.
That is correct.
All right. What else?
Now, speaking of said state, we have to get to some official Florida news.
And now.
It's one of those only in Florida type of stories.
Another edition of Florida.
Florida? But that's America's wing.
Not like the rest of us.
We love you, Florida.
Well, the Senate in Florida has voted to okay arming teachers in schools.
Really?
Yep. They voted mostly along party lines, a 22-17 vote. There was only one Republican from Miami, Senator Anatir Flores, that kept it from being a complete party line passage.
Huh.
It's a 54-page proposal, and it's basically an expansion of the Guardian program they created last year that would allow teachers to carry guns after undergoing screening and training by the sheriff's office.
Love it.
How do you feel about this?
I don't know. I think it's a bad idea.
You do?
Just adding more guns into the equation.
Hmm. Well,
I think we should add more security, but not necessarily arming teachers.
The problem is when it came to Parkland that you had sheriff's deputies there, and apparently, according to eyewitnesses and the report that came out, one of them did not respond in the way that he should have responded to. So, I feel like if a teacher is willing to go through the training and willing to be there to protect the students in case there is a school shooting, that it's a positive thing. It doesn't make me nervous.
No.
No. How do you feel?
I have mixed feelings about it. I don't think it's necessarily the worst thing if a teacher wants to stay up with their proficiency, but when you look at the unpredictability of those situations, you know, you hear from people in law enforcement that have years of training and experience who say that, you know, even in that moment when things are that chaotic and that hectic, that things can get a little confusing. So for a teacher who's, you know, in the position of having to try to protect their students, dealing with someone with a firearm, a potentially moving target, possible multiple suspects, I think you might open the door for a little bit more danger than is necessary.
Well, certainly the good thing is that armed teachers in Florida would be able to stop the Florida guy who has the army of turtles. You remember we discussed the man with the army of turtles who was threatening to unleash them on the town?
Yes.
They would certainly be able to stop him.
Turtle power.
Just to clarify, this isn't a mandatory thing. Like, they're not saying the teachers have to have guns. This is just if you choose
if you want to have
a firearm, you can.
Hello, this is Steve. Hey, Steve.
Hey, guys. Yeah, Greg stole my thunder, but that's what I was going to say to you. How'd that security work in Parkland? You know, the teachers would be way quicker to react. They don't have to carry. It's up to them.
Yeah,
but I have no problem with it. I'm not even a big gun guy.
Well, I think it's short-sighted. I think they should be able to have guns if they want. Yeah, are you bothered that your neighbor has a gun?
Mm.
The guy that lives in the house right beside you, he has guns.
I think it's a different situation. Your neighbor being, you know, one person in the house.
He's not a freak.
I'm not talking about a freak. I'm just saying I think the dynamic is different. You know, one person having a firearm to protect their home and their domicile versus a teacher in a situation has a lot of moving pieces.
Okay, so you allow a teacher to basically half raise your kid, you know? I mean,
going through years of educational training to teach a child versus, again, having to act in a split-second decision when there's an armed shooter outside your classroom door, vastly different scenarios in my head.
You drop your kid off and put your child in the, you know, in the presence of a teacher that's going to take care of him and look out for his well-being for 7 hours a day. Why wouldn't you trust that person to take training and have a gun?
Here's a text that says, we can't trust them to not have sex with the students. Why would we trust them to have a weapon? Hello, Dan.
Hey, Greg.
Hey, what's up, Dan?
A quick comment on this. Just as a deterrent,
people knowing, okay, these people, these teachers are armed, would stop some of these shootings. You know, right now, they know there's nobody armed in this school. I can go in, I can have a heyday and shoot everybody I want because nobody else has a gun. Well, knowing that 20 teachers have a gun might make them go, oh, gee, I don't want to go in there and try.
Yeah, so it might be.
So before shots are even fired in a stressful situation is ever upon them, it might deter them just from not even going in the building and trying it.
Yeah, it might be a deterrent. It may make them think twice.
I don't know. If a person, it seems like the people who do this are just determined to do it regardless, that they're mentally, there's something wrong, where I'm just going to go and I'm going to do this, whether it's a grudge or just a you know, something that went wrong in their lives. So even if they knew the teachers were going to have guns, I speculate they might do it anyway.
Yeah.
This is Josh. Hello, Josh.
Hey, Greg.
Hey, what's up, Josh?
In support of the teachers having guns, I mean, you've seen in these shootings where teachers have literally put their bodies over children to protect them.
Yes.
I mean, giving them a way to fight back is, honestly, in my opinion, a good idea. And I know a lot of gun owners who are teachers who they go to the range on a daily, weekly basis to be proficient at, you know, using their firearm to protect themselves. So these people, I mean, it's not somebody who's, you know, never shot one carrying one in school before. Most of these teachers who have guns are competent shooters.
So you would be in favor of what Florida has just decided to do, and that is to allow their teachers to be armed?
Yes.
Okay. All right. This is David. Hello, David.
Hey, good morning, gentlemen.
What's up, David?
Hey, I want to say I'm a supporter of the Second Amendment, but this to me feels like a absolute incompetent swing at solving a problem that politicians don't want to touch. It's like texting and driving is a problem, so let's put everybody in Sherman tanks and have them drive to work, so if you accidentally get hit, you're not going to be hurt.
That's an LB-like analogy, but go ahead and go with it. Yes, go ahead.
And I think, you know, I'm not a huge fan of his, but this isn't a Trump problem. This has been going on for God knows how long, where we've been sorely in need of real thoughtful and effective gun control change. But, you know, every time it comes up, people run right to the minutia to distract the ability to solve it. Well, what is a, you know, you could kill somebody with a pencil, or exactly what's an assault rifle, or all that sort of stuff.
Mm-hmm.
And when that happens, people have to realize that they've got blood on their conscience because kids have been killed in school, as we all know.
Yeah, yeah. This is Justin. Yes, Justin.
Greg, good morning.
What's up?
I'm a massive Second Amendment supporter. If my girlfriend knew what I had worth of guns in my gun safe, she would kill me.
Yeah.
Reality is, Danielle gets it. Reality is, at the end of the day, it's not the responsibility of the teacher to protect the students. What they should do is, like what the town of Mansfield is doing right now, where they have a couple resource officers and a strategic plan in place where you can only come and go from the building in certain ways. It's really, unfortunately, not up to the teacher to be protecting the students.
So even though you're an advocate of the Second Amendment, you're somebody who says this is not the right thing to do. It's a bad decision in Florida, Justin.
That's correct, because there are firearms, police officers that spend years and years trying to become proficient in what they do, and in that split second when it matters, their training may fail them. I mean, there are teachers, like we're talking about, there are teachers that we can't even trust to not have sex with our students, and we're going to give them a gun. I mean, let's just be logical. I just don't think it makes sense. So, thank you.
Justin, thank you. It is 6:41. More news in just a few moments. And at 8, we're going to play your Hillmail voicemail messages back, so you can leave one on any topic, including your Boston Bruins, who advanced with an extraordinary victory last night.
Tuukka
played fantastic last night.
Oh, he's a loser.
I mean,
what are you talking about?
He stood on his freaking head last night. So we'll get to that coming up during the sports, but leave a Hillmail voicemail message now at 617-779-5463, and we'll play your messages back at 8. Well, weather-wise, for the first part of the day, it's going to be another good nap day because it's going to be cloudy and not so nice out. And that's good news. I need a nap. I need my sleep because I have to watch the final episode of Riverdale with Luke Perry tonight.
And
of course, I have to rest up for the Battle of Winterfell on Sunday. I'm not participating in it, but I have to rest up for it. So anyway, weather-wise, sun won't be out until this afternoon. Temperature will be 63 for a high today. It's 10 minutes before 7, and our assistant producer and the vice president of social meteors on this show, Stanley Stiz Grimey, has walked in. Yo!
Yo, good morning, guys.
What is Stanley's poll about this morning?
Greg, you know I had to do a poll about arming teachers.
Ah, yes. The Florida Senate has voted to allow arming their teachers. We had a little bit of a debate about it, and the poll question, I assume, is whether or not we are in favor, right?
Yes, Hill Dog. So based on the Florida Senate voting to authorize it, do you believe teachers everywhere should be armed?
Results right now?
Right now, 53% of our Twitter audience say no.
Ooh.
It is also up on Facebook. You can do polls now on Facebook, so we will get numbers. And it is also up on our Instagram.
Okay. All right. So 53% are saying no.
Yes.
Interesting. Okay.
Can I just say, Greg, if we're going to arm teachers, I hope we give the librarians silencers.
That's a dad joke from Stiz Grimey.
Wow. Stiz, that was awesome.
That was outstanding.
That was fantastic. Yeah. Who wrote that for you? Oh. That was good. That was great, Stiz. All right. Nice work, Stiz Grimey.
All right. Thanks, guys.
It is time for this.
Creepy.
The Hillman Morning Show presents.
You think I am a creepy guy?
How creepy is it?
Can I put a camera in the lady toilet?
Back up, you creep.
There are a couple of parts of this story that are cringeworthy, not only the subject matter, but the offender's name. Mm-hmm. This happened in Titusville, Florida. A 46-year-old man was arrested on allegations of using a hidden camera to record women showering in his home.
Mm.
Jonathan Moist was arrested on a felony charge of video voyeurism. Evidently, the victim removed the device from the shower and took it to the mother of the girl who was recorded. Mm. They removed an SD card from the device. They observed several videos of people in Moist's bathroom, including some in the shower.
Oh.
He then provided some conflicting information about when he placed the camera there and why he placed it there. He claimed he thought it was only a phone charger. Not so much.
Mm-hmm. Uh-huh.
But we've got a little cut from the sheriff's spokesman, Todd Goodyear.
They noticed that there was a hidden camera that had been placed in the bathroom. She thought it might be a camera. She took a closer look at it and then realized that it did have a lens and that it had an SD card. They obviously had the camera up there for the purpose of recording people in the bathroom shower area. It appears it had been up for a period of time. And reviewing the camera and the contents on the SD card, there were no other victims found.
Yeah, I mean, if you're showering in someone else's shower and you see a red light, you should stop.
Seriously.
Stop showering.
Yeah.
It's a big problem now. It's the second day in a row we've had a story about somebody videotaping individuals who are showering using their shower. It's a real issue.
Hey, what else?
So here's a real millennial story for you. There's a son in Utah who moved into his dad's home without permission and then refused to leave.
So the father couldn't kick him out?
Nope. Father couldn't kick him out.
Squatter.
Kid's a scumbag, too. Yeah, so the kid's 24. His name's Dane Murdoch. And he reportedly threatened to beat his dad up several times and threatened him in order to keep him from calling the police to get help with the eviction.
Nice guy.
Wicked nice guy.
Nice guy.
Finally, the dad stopped. He walked in to the police station.
Yeah.
And police say that he was very emotional. He had fear in his eyes when he talked about his son.
Mm.
Father told police he was afraid his son would kill him if he didn't let him stay at the house.
Yeah. Well, I'm going to let Julia Hill live at home until May 17th, which is the day after graduation. and then it's gonna
and
be,
that's
and then,
it.
And then it's gonna okay. be time for her to leave.
Yeah.
Well, it's personal for you. Your old man threw you out, right?
Yeah, my old man. Oh yeah, my old man, the late Barry Hill, threw me right out of the house.
She's taking over the car insurance payments and everything, bud.
He said, "Take your radio station and get out of here."
Right.
You know the radio station mm-hmm. I had set up in the garage.
Yeah.
I mean, he said, if you're not going to college, then you can not only get a job, you can also get out of my house and stop. I think it was about the food. I mean, I think he wanted me to stop eating. I think he wanted me to stop eating his food.
Makes sense. Too bad that didn't happen now because you could have sued him.
you're right about that. Remember that guy that we had on the show who was suing his parents?
Hey, ever think about running down to the grocery store and frigging bagging some groceries to make a little bit of money and get the burden off your parents? You're 30. You're 30 years old. You are 30 years old. I'm going to treat you like I treat my son. You're 30 years old. Get out. The parents have taken care of you for 30 years.
Do you have a mountain bike?
My parents have been taking care of me for a while, but they have sort of attacked me over the past few months since our relationship has deteriorated, and because of that, I'm not really interested in continuing a relationship with them, like bagging groceries.
Right, right. That's today's episode of Non Sequiturs with Lindy. Oh. That's what that is. Do you have a
never disappoints, even in the replay.
Do you have a mountain bike dipped in chocolate?
No, I was mocking him because obviously he doesn't drive a car.
Right.
Yeah, gotcha. All right, what else? Anything else in the news?
The Canadian government is looking to hire some wizards.
What?
Yes.
Really?
Wizards.
Ooh.
There's a job posting at the Treasury Board Secretariat of Canada for various administrative wizardry positions.
Huh.
Now, many people are trying to figure out if this is real.
Is April Fool's Day different in Canada?
Well, they're wondering if maybe this was an April Fool's Day joke that they forgot to take down off the website. But it said no matter what house you belong to, i.e. Gryffindor, Ravenclaw, etc., the Treasury Board has various teams that we would love to use our sorting hat to place you into. We're looking for strong and motivated candidates. The jobs include permanent, acting, and temporary posts. They pay a salary range of between $57,000 and $61,000 a year.
Huh. Interesting.
Mm-hmm. Do you really need to be paid if you're a wizard?
No. I mean, we should be able to just conjure up some cash.
It's like, pancakes. Yeah. Huzzah!
Yeah.
Yeah.
Bag of cash.
Huzzah!
Yeah. All right.
Okay.
It is 6:57, and this is WAAF FM and HD1 Westboro, Boston, WEEI HD2 Lawrence, and WWBX HD2 Boston. Coming up at 8:35, it is Ask an Attorney, your chance to get any and all legal related questions answered for free when Larry the Lawyer is in the studio with us. So that is at 8:35 on today's show.
And now, LB.
He's doing good. He's a little medicated, so he's a little drowsy, but he's actually doing okay.
With a WAAF Sports Minute.
That's an understatement. The Sports Minute is brought to you by my hair doctors, Dr. Matthew Lopresti and Dr. Robert Leonard. If you need some hair, call 1-800-GET-HAIR. Change your lettuce. Change your life.
They will move on against Columbus on the strength tonight of their goaltender and a lot of non-household names. They now celebrate a seventh game win against Toronto again, and there may be a little more at the horn.
Well, how are you not using Jack and the greatest gardening, landscaping-related jab at the Toronto Maple Leafs in the history of jabs at the Toronto Maple Leafs? Let's listen to Jack.
Krejci to Coyle! And the Leafs are mulch again!
The Leafs are mulched again. I love Jack.
He loses
yes,
it.
Yeah, yes.
Him and Brick are amazing. The Bruins and the Sharks are celebrating Game 7 home wins in the opening round of the Stanley Cup playoffs. Boston beat Toronto 5-1 last night, and the San Jose Sharks outlasted Vegas 5-4 in overtime to advance. The Capitals entertained the Hurricanes in Game 7 of...
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.